Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on the 23rd of May. Got one more major exam day to go and then we're into the small one, so we're getting there. And nothing can stop me now, put me down. We are, what are we, 8-9 days from a Champions League final. Let's have it, put them little scousers to bed. Beautiful, I'm going to be in a good mood all week now. I'm going to be in a good mood, nothing will upset me. You do make me smile, you guys. You do genuinely. I love all of you. You just make me laugh. I put on the old Twitter yesterday. I'm going to sit back and watch Games of Thrones. Watch the emails come in, DMs. Thought you said you don't watch TV. Hypocrite, blah. I was joking. Of course I didn't watch Game of Thrones. I don't watch that shit. My opinion, of course. Today it's European Elections Day. Voting for Kermit and his party. Just don't get people. I understand Brexit has to be delivered and should be delivered. But that man, if you're following him, sorry, I just can't get it. I just do not understand it. Absolute charlatan. And the people of Rochester up the road, 10 or 15 miles up the road from me, they penned him in the old bus yesterday with the milkshakes. You got to laugh, and got him all penned in. Wouldn't get off the bus because of the milkshakes, bless him. Yesterday I put a game on Twitter. I don't know why I put it on there, to be honest. It was just a mathematical model I've been trialling, and one game came up, and I thought, oh, I'll just post that for a bit of interest. I put on there 94% chance after it had been a goal fest. I was only taking the piss. Those who've been to the seminars know what I were referring to. We've got this new culture of a minute that Tottenham have scored 8 goals in their last 10 games in the second half, and Arsenal have scored 8 goals in their last 10 games in the second half, and all of a sudden that makes everything else an 80% chance. Of course, it is complete and utter bollocks. And other things like, oh, the score is 1-1 at half time and has been in 8 games in that league, so it's gonna, and there's been a goal, so there's gonna be a goal in this one. Again, complete and utter bollocks. Haven't got time this morning to go into the details of why it's bollocks, but trust me, it is complete and utter bollocks. And what really annoys me is these guys never refer to price. Everything I do is numbers. It could say Revels and Maltesers, it couldn't be football teams. Everything I do is based on numbers. I showed the guys this week just because we had time, and they asked in the seminar in Manchester. I used a German Bundesliga game, Freiburg, and pretty much showed exactly how I arrive at my numbers for the game compared to what's on Betfair, or are we getting any value or not. We actually were. The game ended 5-1 Freiburg's favour, which is pretty much how I mapped it out. I didn't map it out 5-1. I mapped it out that there was about a 1.5 goal supremacy in it. But I went through that, but everything is related to numbers. And basically that game I put up yesterday, it was the numbers that are good. There is another one today, which isn't, I think it was Bulgaria, which is a bit closer to home. I've been trying out on all games, all leagues, whatever, I can get the data just to see for something new for going into next season. Today is Dundee versus St Mirren in the Scottish playoff. Is it Dundee? Hang on a second, I need to get my spreadsheet up. Bear with me, now I'm talking, I'm waffling again. Yeah, Dundee United are playing St Mirren on Betfair at the moment. The over 2.5 is 2.5. And I've got it round about the 1.8 figure. So it's 2.2 and I've got it round about the 1.8 figure. Purely at the minute, I think these would probably win if they were just bet and left. But you would have variance, you may well go 10 games where, you know, it doesn't go over 2.5. So I've purely been looking at it as a trading opportunity. So in effect, I would look to trade the 2.5 in this game. Goal goes in, first remove my liability, etc. Mentioning them just to follow. You don't have to go and bet everything that I mention on this podcast. I keep saying it. It's just something that you can follow and have a look at. There's no pod place horses today, but I do have a horse to trade. It's a fairly shortish price to kick off with. Love Dreams in the 2.35 Goodwood, the favourite at the minute, sort of vying for favouritism with Game Player. These two, I think, will battle it out. Love Dreams should have a go at this from the front, so I do expect it to trade shorter, 3.55 at the moment. Look to take 30% out of it. I think it's got a good chance of winning, but it should have a... have a good chance of trading. I think both of these will probably trade lower, actually. I think Gameplay, I think it is between the two of them. But Love Dreams should trade lower, and that will be the one that I'm focusing on today. I must, again, I've had more emails and things, re my boy. If I haven't replied to you, I've had so many. I genuinely can't thank you enough. I don't want to keep banging on about it, and I'm trying to stay upbeat. It's been a torrid time, and just the fact that you guys can bother, you know, guys turned up in Manchester with gifts for him, books that he can read. It's actually really overwhelming. I'm welling up again. Genuinely, it means so much to us. It is difficult when you see your own kids struggling and you feel a bit helpless. And to know that you guys have sort of helped me through this is something I will never, ever forget. Couple of other bits. Ultimate, obviously, we're coming to an end, FTS Ultimate. I'm getting a lot of inquiries about it. I'll sort it, forget it now. Nobody needs to join anything. It will all go up for next season. Over the next month, once June gets to us and we're done, I might try and grab a week's holiday early June, but it'll all go up and everything's changing as it was, but we're making some good additions. There'll be some systems added for the monitoring league database, system added for Poisson. We got a new true odds thing that I'm working on at the minute, so we actually removed the bookmaker's margin for you and got some filters based on that, which look absolutely fantastic. So there's lots of stuff that I need to do my end, but you know, the season will start in August. It will go on sale to existing members first, and it will be the usual format. Go on sale. If the existing members don't all fill the spaces, there will be places. Earlier you join, the cheaper it is. And I tend to close it off before the first day of the season, and then we're done. There won't be any monthly memberships. It's purely in for the season, and that's it. What else was there? Oh, the pub do on the 13th. Right, we've got a pub do. I had 218 people email in for free drinks, you fucking scrounging little buggers. I can't do 218 people, obviously, so if you've missed out, I do apologise. Those who were first in, emails will be coming today. It is drinks on me. I'll get all the drinks all day. I'm not buying you flipping food. For those of you who want to stuff your faces full of burgers and chicken wings, you can do that yourself. But it's nothing. It's just a relaxed day. We're going to have an afternoon, and we can just talk about all things gambling. There's no formality to it, no presentations. It is literally walk in a pub, sit down, grab a beer and start chatting. Just be nice to meet some new people as well. Got some familiar faces, I think, in there, but some new people coming, so that'll be good. So those who've been lucky, you'll get an email sometime through today. Those who haven't, I apologise. You know, I can't house or feed or drink 28 people, 218 people. It's impossible. Okay, that's it. I've done the horse. I've done the Dundee St Mirren. I've mentioned that, done that. Okay, we'll have a lovely, what is it, Thursday. And I will get through today. Final exam, or final big exam tomorrow, so I can do a little cartwheel. And then he's got a couple more small ones, but that's it. So enjoy your day, and I will be back in the morning. The usual ultimate process and things tomorrow for members. You know, we've got Serie A games to finish off, so everything will run as normal tomorrow morning. And I'll be back with a pod later in the day.